Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. I'm here with David Smith, who's the proprietor of Fargosi Farms, which is a dispensary down in Trinidad, Colorado. Welcome to the show, David.
Hey, thanks for having me here today, Bill.
David, it was fun having lunch with you. I enjoyed it. I especially liked the part where you stuck me with the check. You said something very interesting over lunch, though. You said that when you launch a dispensary business, the first 12 months is about compliance. What do you mean by that?
Well, as an owner, that was what it was to me. For the first year, I had talked to the team that we were assembling, and the general manager is fantastic down there in Fargosi Farms. And all I really cared about was compliance for the first year. I didn't really worry about revenue. I wasn't worried about profit. You know, you don't want to lose money when you start a business,
sure.
But you also don't want to wear orange.
Yeah, no, that's true.
For running a business.
Well, and you came from the world of business. It's not like you're just some hobbyist who got into this. You actually are a business person.
No, absolutely. I was approaching it purely from an entrepreneurial perspective, but obviously this was definitely a departure from anything I'd done before because, well, this business is a departure for everyone who's gotten into it because of where it comes from.
And the rules are changing. It's legal here. It's not legal there. It's legal here. I mean, you can't say that about selling software.
Right. And even inside of Colorado, who has led the way on legality and law and regulation, it's in its infancy, not just from a business perspective, but from a government regulation perspective. What we're seeing is nobody really knew. There was nothing to base it on, right? So they had to write a law that really didn't have anything to base it on. So when they put it together, they put it together. And as you've seen, we've had changes all the way along. And this is one of the keys to compliance, especially in your first year. You've got to watch. This ball is moving.
That's right. It's a constant moving target. You got to keep on board with it. And that, how did your partners handle that when you said, hey, guys, I'm not worried about profit or revenue. I'm worried about compliance.
I don't think anyone was expecting that.
Right.
That it was like, really? Aren't we getting into this to, you know,
to make money?
Make money. And it's like, absolutely, we're getting this and make money. But we don't have to make money in the first 12 months. What we need to know is we make a sustainable business that can continue, and we don't make any of the mistakes that you're going to see out there. And if you look at the businesses out there today, and there are a lot of great businesses out there, but there are also a lot of businesses out there that don't look like they're taking all this regulation and the changes seriously on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, no, I see a lot of businesses out there that are out of business but don't know it yet.
Right.
You know, they're bending the rules, they're looking the other way, they feel that they can negotiate with the tax man. There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, and it doesn't really work that way. What is happening is you're seeing an entry into our industry of more business-centric people who still love this industry.
Right. More suits and ties.
Right, but we have an old guard that's there that has been in this industry, some of them before this industry was an industry.
Right, back when it was a black market.
They have a different level of risk-taking, which risk-taking is an important part of starting a business, especially in the cannabis industry. But you need to marry that with risk mitigation, regulation, and following the rules.
This is very interesting. When we come back on the next episode, I want to ask about the secret sauce of the dispensary.